It's easy to find Andre Irvin. He's in the same spot nearly every day, waving to cars beside the off-ramp at Sam Cooper Boulevard in Highland. He's 29, homeless, but he's not begging. He's selling. He's officially what is called a vendor, because for a buck, he'll hand you a newspaper called The Bridge.
I've been selling The Bridge for probably like, I'd say about 3 months. It's been okay, because I can be able to get something to eat. It's been taking care of me. I'm gonna be honest.
Since last March, when the first issue went to press, The Bridge has taken care of many people. It's an independent, not-for-profit newspaper created so the homeless can sell it. At 16 pages, The Bridge resembles a college newspaper, but that's partly because it's made by a volunteer group of about 45 Rhodes College students in their free time. The president and executive director of The Bridge, James Eckenstedt, is a 20-year-old urban studies major at Rhodes. He said he got the idea from a street newspaper in Nashville, though the concept exists in cities across the country. Each new vendor gets their first 20 papers for free, Eckenstedt says.
After that, they buy every issue for a quarter, and they sell every issue they get for a dollar, but tips are accepted. You just can't ask for tips. So hopefully, you know, it simultaneously serves as a voice for their community and, you know, helps them get some income.
The paper has made a big difference to people like Linda Bazant. A few years back, she invested her life savings in a college degree at Ole Miss, thinking she'd earn it back with a better job. Then one day, she got sick. She couldn't walk to class or remember her studies. She came to Memphis for treatment, but she didn't have insurance.
And even when I came up here, it took the doctors at the Med over a year to figure out that it was multiple sclerosis. And so in the meantime, I lost my home, I lost my furniture, I lost everything.
Bazant says that her illness prevents her from getting a steady job, but selling The Bridge lets her work when her body is up to it. Last spring and summer, she hawked newspapers at Levitt Shell concerts, at farmers markets, and street festivals. She's good at it. She's not shy and has a warm smile. She's also not a drug addict or a single mom, which is why she can't get long-term housing. She's just chronically ill. She hasn't had a real home in 2 years.
It is so nice to get a little independence and self-respect back, and I do that with The Bridge. And I feel normal again, you know, in a way, because I'm working again, and I've always worked and, you know, paid my own way. So I like that about The Bridge, and it's helping my self-confidence, too.
The newspaper prints articles and poems, mostly about life on the streets. Some are written by students, others by the homeless themselves. Dolores Washington published an excerpt from her autobiography, Journey 2, One Woman's True Account of Homelessness. She says the newspaper helps bridge the perception gap between a life of comfort, of home and family, and a life that most people misunderstand or don't want to imagine.
They don't understand the toughness, the loneliness of it, and the rejection, how people reject you and how people see you. And I mean, it could be them.
For vendors of The Bridge, winter brings a double challenge. There are fewer public events where papers can be sold to crowds. Yet the need for money, for shelter, is a matter of survival. Linda Bazant says she anticipates a greater number of vendors in the future.
And I've seen more like baby boomers, people my age, coming to the shelters more and more, which is really scary. I don't know, we're falling through the cracks real bad.
5,000 copies of the December issue hit the streets this month, 1,000 more than last month. And for vendors like Andre Irvin and Linda Bazant, the only question is, can they sell enough of them? For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.